Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot minute crowder, hijack the radio for a few hours, turn it up louder, somebody checking the tower, Jimmy's asleep and Solana has got some TB to devour, chanting the gator that been in Miami so long, we got that boy selling powder, hot the OG, give him a spritz, no game, no tricks, locking your picks, the show is a lit, Monday to Friday from 2 to 6, Georgie on the track so you know it's lit, tell me where you at, little buddy, don't trip, we got you. Miami the Boca, McRib in your Boca, from football to b-ball, the hockey, the baseball, the soccer. Yeah. Miami the Boca, McRib in your Boca, from football to b-ball, the hockey, the baseball, the soccer.
Motherfucker,
hockey crowder, hockey crowder, hockey crowder, hockey crowder.
That's our 3 o'clock hour theme song from Georgie, Georgie Music. On social media, JORGMUZIK. He's going to have a new Hockman, Crowder, and Solana track by tomorrow's show, we believe.
Remix!
So he is in the lab. We are live today on YouTube, and if you were watching at 2 o'clock, I mean, we've never had more technical problems. And it had nothing to do with the YouTube feed, by the way. Like, that part was fine, yes. But it is delightful that YouTube was able to chronicle just what a disaster the beginning of the show was. And then Solana just had our engineer, Ed, in there during the commercial break, and Solana lit him up, man. He lit Ed up. Ed ran out of here, fearing for his life. Man, Solana was fired up.
I appreciate the screenshots on Twitter, though.
Somebody has tweeted out.
I've got a couple.
El Capitan, Chris, from the Finns tailgate, has Solana bending down. Actually, a weird-looking picture. Solana bending down on Crowder's lap, jiggling wires.
I'll tell you what, Hawk, all these years, you thought me and you were in a different category? Crowder, I'm not that impressed.
Didn't know I'm half white.
Oh, my goodness. That was funny, man. I cannot wait to see the video of the beginning of the show because it's almost like you can't even believe there were people on the YouTube chat, which I am not going to stare at throughout the show. So you guys can chat amongst yourselves. That's fine. It just takes my attention away if I'm reading what everybody's writing. Mm-hmm. But man, those who were watching and chatting, how are these guys getting paid for this? By the way, you probably didn't hear our 4 o'clock hour yesterday because it may have been worse.
His panicked aggression is something that
he
really
does
comes
not
up.
Like Solana, we're talking about. Mm-hmm. He does not like when things go wrong on his watch and he gets very prickly. The problem is things always go wrong on his watch. And but he's never ready to acknowledge that things have gone wrong, and no one's saying anything other than pointing out things are going wrong. Like, no one is like, we're just having fun with it. Yeah. But then he all of a sudden becomes Captain America and is like blurting out things that don't have any relevance to getting things right.
What's that show back in the day where the police officer just was an idiot, but just everything fit? Just Barney Fife or something?
Oh, Andy Griffith Show?
Barney Fife. Everything's going bad and he's just, oh, no, man. Yeah, this is my town.
No, it's not.
He is funny, man. I can't wait to watch that video. The fact that it was all caught on video today is just fun. Delightful because, I mean, Solana's ass is in the air on the camera because he's jiggling wires under the console with no concept. By the way, the engineer, Ed, who does a great job, came in here during the last 30 minutes. I've watched him graph out on a piece of paper what lines need to be fixed and rewired and reprogrammed. So now you take that, Ed, an engineer graphing out what needs to be done, versus Solana, King Solana, jiggling wires and yelling, "The lights on, Hawk!
While laying in my lap."
And in the meantime, you've got an engineer who's like doing mathematical calculations to try to get everything right. But Solana's like, "You guys weren't doing anything to fix it. And now we know neither were you."
We'll see. I'll peer review that manuscript from Ed and let him know what I think.
Hey, I need to talk to HR because I wasn't comfortable in that first segment.
Woo! I mean, oh, yeah, wow. You experienced something that none of us want to.
Co-workers, brother. I don't know if you wanted to go further.
For those interested in College Game Day on the UM campus, Saturday, 5 a.m. is when the line opens to be part of the College Game Day set, you know, where you have all the school's fans. 5 a.m. is when the line opens. 6:30 a.m. is when the pit actually opens, when you can start to fill in the pit, which will be the backdrop to College Game Day. College Game Day goes live at 9 a.m. and 11:45 is when the guest picker will be there. Does anyone, have they leaked who the guest picker is? Do we have any idea who it's going to be on Saturday?
I have no idea. I heard Tobin say something about Pitbull at one point, but I think he was just guessing.
Who did they do when they were on campus?
The Rock.
Was it The Rock?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big get. And they do reuse guest pickers, so he would be big get. He lost a ton of muscle.
Worried about him.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked different. Like, he looked gaunt.
Yeah, he was tiny and frail. He's a big human. Well,
was it A-Rod?
No. Oh, maybe was it A-Rod?
Yeah, I think it was A-Rod.
Not The Rock. It was A-Rod.
No, The Rock lost a bunch of weight.
No. But A-Rod was the guest picker.
A-Rod got thin. Boy, if you want to see somebody that can talk, A-Rod can talk.
Someone, and I said I wasn't going to look at the chat, but somebody on the chat says someone needs to go to game day with a sign that says "The lights on, Hawk."
How
great would that be behind Kirk Herb Street? "The lights on, Hawk."
That would be great.
"The lights on, Hawk."
If you go and please do it.
If someone does that and you can prove it's you, I'll get you 2 Panthers tickets this season. 2 Panthers tickets. I get to choose the game because I know you're going to ask me for the banner raising night, you jackals, and it ain't going to be that night. But I'll get you 2 Panthers tickets.
I forgot about it. Let's be classy. Canes, you know, don't talk too much nastiness in the background.
Going to be hard not to. You lost to USF.
Let's be a little classy.
Going to be difficult not to.
The Miami Herald did like a breakdown of College Game Day history in Miami, and I'm just looking here because I remember reading it. Hurricanes guest pickers, who have they been? And here are the guest pickers all time for Game Day in Miami. Alex Rodriguez twice,
okay.
2017 and 2020 when Miami was at Clemson.
And he likes that. He likes to flex his sports knowledge outside of baseball. He likes that.
Michael Irvin did it twice as well, 2019. Just once.
And you know he's going to be there because he'll be on the sidelines.
Uncle Luke did it in 2017 for the ACC championship game.
You know Luke would love to do it.
I want Luke to do it.
Yeah.
How about this? Stu Gotts in 2020 for Miami
FSU. Do remember that. I do remember that because they had just started their ESPN broadcasts and they were kind of leaning on game day to let Stu Gotts do it. I do recall that.
That's awesome. Mm.
That it?
That's it.
I like Gloria Estefan.
You always go Gloria Estefan.
I mean, she's Miami. Pat Riley.
That would be great. I was thinking what other sports.
Oh, and what about like Matthew Tkachuk?
That was what I was thinking. The Panthers are Stanley Cup champions.
And their season's going to be starting in a few weeks. That might be something.
Chucky's a good get for sure.
Yeah.
But are they Miami? None of them are from here.
That's a good point as well, though.
Like Bobrovsky?
No.
Canes will win.
What about Matt Mervis? I'm thinking outside the box. Goodness. But
okay.
No?
Way to ruin that.
Bring him back from Arizona for no reason.
Tyler Hero, I think, would be a good get, too.
Was probably going to be Haywood Highsmith. And, man, things went south.
Does Tyler have eyebrows now? Didn't he cut his eyebrows off?
Yeah, he did. He did shave them down to like a one.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So,
take off my eyebrows.
Dolphins Bills tomorrow. We're going to have Game Day Uncensored beginning at 4 p.m. on this show. The line has moved since our show started. It's 12 and a half now. It was 12 when the show began. It's Bills minus 12 and a half. Over-under is 49 and a half. We're going to have a pregame meal tomorrow at Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach. Mike Cugno is going to join us in the next segment. I did offer to send him a town car and pick him up in Kendall and bring him to Tucker Duke's, but he is too busy. They're doing a Dolphins pregame, and he said, unfortunately, he can't make it. So, saves me the cost of a town car, which is nice. But if anyone wants to go to Tucker Duke's tomorrow, we're going to be there eating Hochman Burgers at 11:30. Because we got to be back home at 2 to start the show. It's going to be an abbreviated show. But if anyone wants to join us at Tucker Duke's, you're on your own for the Hochman Burger. I'm buying it for... So, here's what happened. Crowder's coming. Aronde is coming. Mm-hmm. Solana and Jimmy, did you guys decide if you're coming or not, or you're not going to be able to make it?
I'll be there.
Jimmy will be there. Solana, you going to make it up from Kendall or no?
I don't know. Maybe.
We'll see. All right. Well, if you do, Jimmy, I know, orders like plain burgers. Appel, Josh Appel's going to be there with us. He wants to get it without sour cream. He really doesn't want anything on it, to be quite honest, but he wants to get it without sour cream. The Ticket Wizard does not like raw onion. And so he wants to get it without the raw onion.
All y'all are grown men, ain't it?
So here's the thing, though. The Ticket Wizard has graciously offered to pay for anyone's Hochman Burger in our group who modifies their Hochman Burger. Because I'm only paying for Hochman Burgers that are served as is on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket Wizard has said, you know what? Anyone who gets it modified, like Appel, Jimmy... I'll pay for it. He also said he's going to make a large donation to the Russell Education Foundation tomorrow as well. So nice. Anyway, we're going to be at – so I invited Cugno. Cugno cannot make it, so town car is off the table. But I do think Clay Ferrero is coming. He had mentioned last week he was on with us that he wanted a Hochman Burger, so I told him we'd be there. So I think he's going to be there.
He's a prickly eater too. Like he.
I was surprised that he wanted to get the Hochman Burger. Remember, because he said it on the air. He's like, that Hochman Burger sounds delicious, and that shocked me because I didn't think he eats stuff like that.
No, Clay, you was heavy.
Right.
Right. But
you never lose heavy, even if you change your lifestyle.
You fight heavy.
You fight.
He's got the flap, right? He's still got the flap. He told us about the flap.
He did. Like every time I watch The Pivot every now and then, like you see the coming attraction, the new Pivot episodes with Steve Harvey. He's talking about losing his dad. You know, Crowder lost his dad recently. And I see Crowder's crying. Crowder's tearing up. And I can tell when Crowder's fake crying. That was a real cry.
That was a real cry.
Because Crowder fake cries on Tamron Hall. Right. It's so fake. Like, it's so fake. Yeah. How anyone buys is beyond me. But this was legit because Steve Harvey was talking about losing his dad, and it hit Crowder, and Crowder was crying.
And
that was legit.
Only person that ever told him, consistently, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That
and
got
he
to
lost,
me.
And he lost that.
And he lost
when
that.
When his dad died,
that
he lost that. And it hit Crowder. But I was thinking, like, on the pivot, they get all these emotional, you know, revelations that we never get on this show. Clay gave us an emotional revelation by telling us that he was heavy at one point in his life and has the flaps. I thought that was, and the only person who's ever cried on this show?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, Solana?
Off the air. Gino Toretta.
He did.
Gino. Oh, when he was Gino getting Toretta. His number retired, he was talking about his dad not being able to be there because his dad has passed away, and he started to cry on the air.
Man.
And I was like, I was on top of the world. Remember when he started to cry? I was like, I did it. I did it. Weird reaction, admittedly.
Very weird reaction.
Yeah. And now they're using his number again. So, wasted tears.
Wasted tears.
They are? Who's using his number?
There's guys using 13 this year. Someone's wearing his number.
He cut it loose.
I don't understand.
He didn't cut it loose. They called him and said, "You're cutting it loose."
No, we asked him, didn't we?
They didn't give him much of an option. They said, "We're going to use 13." Like, they gave him a heads up. They didn't cut him loose.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. They're using Vinny Testaverde's number this year, too. I think they're using 14.
So why do they retire numbers, just retire names? Like, hey, this name is going into the Ring of Honor.
Now you're
going to
make Gino cry again. All right. Let's do headlines here because Mike Cugno is going to join us. I want to talk some Dolphins with him. Although he told me that he sat down with Carson Beck today, if we want to talk Carson Beck with him. He was with Carson Beck. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
This piece of news is for Crowder and Crowder only, I believe. I don't think Jimmy fits in this category. I know Hawk does not. I do not either. But the Miami Dolphins starting tomorrow have collabed with Crocs, and you can buy Crocs Miami Dolphins collab, and it has like your Crocs
Crowder
run
still
down,
wears Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs on right now.
He loves Crocs.
They're so comfortable.
It's an NFL collab. They've done all NFL teams.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. The one with the Crocs with the Dolphins has a fin on it on the very top. It literally has a dorsal fin coming out on top of the Crocs.
That's lame.
Hmm.
They give it to me for free. I'll wear it, but I got gators.
These are little gator pins.
Crocs. Yeah, I got croc some pins gator crocs right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the part of you that's half white, your love for Crocs. That's where that comes from.
I don't know. A lot of black folks wear Crocs.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Oh, it's old. You know what? I don't even know if it's white, but I think it's just old. Because Birkenstocks for sure were white people.
I think my son still has Crocs. He wears slides more than Crocs, but I think he still has a pair of Crocs.
I just know a lot of old guys.
I got to get some Crocs then.
No.
Just said old guys.
Go with Birks. Crocs. Go with Birks.
Don't wear Birkenstocks.
Yeah, I have a pair of Birks.
How about Timberlands?
That's what you need to get.
Yeah.
You need to wear some Timbos.
Some cargo shorts and Tims.
I walk around Boca in Tims.
The Miami Dolphins will play tomorrow versus Buffalo. If you missed the injury designations earlier, Darren Waller confirmed out for the Miami Dolphins. Ify Melifonwu confirmed out for the Miami Dolphins. The good news, I didn't even mention this, Jalen Wright not out for the game tomorrow, so he could make his season debut.
You see that guy in the Tims? He's always getting avocado toast.
You'd be the first person in Tims to eat avocado toast. You
could, I like to zig when others zag.
You could set a world record.
And the Buffalo Bills make it official. Ed Oliver, out. Matt Milano, out.
Good news. Mm-hmm. Sent the line up to 12.5. Why?
Shaq Thompson is questionable. Teron Johnson, their starting cornerback, questionable. And Cam Lewis, defensive back, questionable. Jordan Hancock will play.
Fellas, they've given – the Dolphins defense given up 66 points in two games. The Bills have scored 67 points.
You feel like points? The Bills could score 50 tomorrow night if they want to.
It's just – it's not looking good right now. The sample size we have looks terrible.
Yeah, but who'd they do that against? The Ravens? I mean, come on. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Tua's rushing over set at 1.5 again.
If he just jumped forward at the sideline, he could hit two.
If he jumped forward, he risks everything.
He runs out of bounds at the line of scrimmage like three times last game.
Don't they got to just let him go for it? Because Mike McDaniel was asked about it as well.
Yes, of course they do. If you have a quarterback, I mean, it's crazy. If you have a quarterback who's going to quarterback your team, mm-hmm. you have to give him the option to run and scramble and extend a play. And if they don't give him that option, this is going to continue to happen.
And every time he gets hit, he gets hurt. But
if he doesn't have that option, they're going to keep losing, and he's going to lose his job anyway. So what's the difference?
And they don't have a chance to win if Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers are the starting quarterback.
They don't have a chance to win if he has zero ability to extend a play. Because their offensive line, I don't know if you've noticed, and now I'm not making fun of Keon Smith the way you guys are. Because I saw
gracious.
That dude. I'm not saying a word
he's
about
big.
That guy. Yeah, that's right.
But what's the boy's name? Milton Jackson? I don't know. He slapped him in his head and ran around. Huh. What chance does Cincinnati Bengals have to win now that Joe Burrow's down? You think Jake Browning is going to take them anywhere?
No.
If Tua gets hurt, the season's really over.
They're 0-2. He has shown zero ability to extend a play, which I don't know if you saw the fourth down pick last week. He could use the ability to extend a play. And I think this is coaching driven where they're saying you can't do it. You have to, if you feel a mitt on you, go down because that's what he does. Well, then you're going to lose games that way. What's the difference?
The top teams, let's think about it. They all have mobile quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been a misstep on our part.
It was. Now you got to let him go. You got to let him go. You go, hey, we're trying this. It's not working.
Cut him loose.
Do what you do. Do what you do as a quarterback.
Run plays that Lamar and Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts run.
I'm not saying that. But he can't just be forced to throw the ball out of bounds or run 2 yards and slide. Extend. Be Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield had 30 yards rushing, and both rushes were so critical.
To win the game. The game late. Tua gets flipped over because Baker's last run, that first down, Tua gets flipped over, lands on his shoulder head. He might be asleep, Hawk, and we're in trouble then.
But we're in trouble if he doesn't do that, is my point.
He wasn't running when we were scoring 70 points. What was that, 2023? He wasn't running the speed option in 2023.
Again, I'm not saying to run the speed option. I'm saying extend a play. All right, come on. Let's wrap it up so Cuno has time.
I do want to revisit that in the next hour because Tua had some very, very honest answers about Josh Allen that a lot of Dolphins fans are taking issue with. But we'll circle back to that in the 4 o'clock hour. Your weather right now in South Florida, rainy once again, humid, hot, and you probably need an umbrella if you're leaving your car. That's your weather.
This commercial break couldn't come soon enough because Jay Figg has just emailed out the May newsletter for the radio station, so I want to see what happened in May.
Nice. Only 4 months ago.
Glad she's on that. That'll be exciting to relive those moments. Mike Cugno is going to...
Yeah. I ain't dealing with y'all today.
Imagine she's your tax accountant. I just finished your 2019 taxes. Oh, thank you. Can you send them right to my cell?
Did y'all wake up and choose violence today? I'm not fooling with y'all today.
I mean, if you're going to email out the May newsletter, maybe don't put exclamation points on it. Like, maybe do it.
Oh, my God, you're not lying.
I'm not lying.
Sneak it out in lowercase.
Maybe do it more subtly. Like, May newsletter. Like, I can't believe it's September 17th. I'm putting out the May newsletter.
Can you think of one thing that happened in May?
I'm not just saying, this is like a scrapbook. This is going to be fantastic to look back and see what happened in May. Oh, God bless us all. Mike Cugno's next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Hawk, what's the address to the NAACP Delray chapter?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to Cugno in 1 second here. NBA Central tweeted out, and this is not Centel. This is the actual Twitter account. Jimmy Butler has reached out to the Warriors front office to try to understand exactly what their plan is.
It'll cause trouble.
In the ESPN article, they mentioned that Draymond and Jimmy have checked in and reached out to Jonathan Kuminga. I can confidently say that Jimmy Butler has also reached out to the team and been like, what's going on here? I just want to know the plan. Have fun. Have fun.
I love when you get a headache.
Their plan is paying Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green $300 million combined, and now they have to trade Kuminga, and nobody wants it.
Have fun. All right, before we get to Cugno, Thursday night football this week, that's tomorrow. Get ready to enjoy the game tomorrow and the entire football season at your favorite Twin Peaks location. Twin Peaks is the place to watch. That can be your headquarters for pro and college football all season long. You know you'll have a great time at Twin Peaks. Football and Fireball is a match made in heaven. By heaven, I'm talking Twin Peaks. Spice things up next game day with a shot of your favorite cinnamon whiskey. Brew Day is back every Wednesday. Oh, that's today. Every Wednesday in September, they're celebrating one of the most beloved things in the world. Do you know what that is, Crowder? One of the most beloved things in the world.
Beer.
Get to Twin Peaks. Score 22-ounce Twin Peaks brews on draft for just $3.99 all day, every Wednesday during September. That's Twin Peaks. They got them all over South Florida for you to enjoy. Perfect place to pull up and watch a little football. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
My first answer wasn't acceptable.
And I don't think they could discount that there anyway. Before we talk football with Mike Cugno, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Mike Cugno on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, sports anchor on CBS4. He hosts Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4. You see him nationally at times on CBS Sports HQ. Mike, let's go back to Dolphins-Patriots first because you saw the game. And Dolphins played better than week one, there's no question. But they're nowhere near where they need to be. So do you have any thought that they could straighten it out? Forget about tomorrow night even. Is there any way they can straighten it out this season?
Yeah. Define straightening it out. Like, what would be
not embarrassing?
Your...
I don't know. It's a fair question.
Lose by a little.
Because, you know, like, look, they were more competent in week two than they were in week one. That obviously, that is a trend upwards. The problem is, man, you know what is funny? At the end of the game, it reminded me, there was a few years ago, and I believe this is the end of Brian Flores' era, where, like, they had these issues of trying to get plays in on time. And I can remember Mike Gesicki jumping up and down at the line of scrimmage because he's, like, the only one who knew what the play was. And that was sort of the flashback I had last week. The crunch time stuff, you felt good. I mean, even with the kick return for a touchdown, actually, no, I take that back. That is crunch time right there. You just had the big play. You got to make a stop on the kick return. It seems like the easiest thing to do. Those are the things you have to clean up because they bounced back after their little bit of adversity in the first quarter where they go three and out and they get booed off the field. Between that and the punt return, there was ups and downs, but you felt better until the end of the game. But that's where games are won in the NFL. Every game across the league, for the most part, except for the Dolphins in week one, is essentially a one-score game at the end. That's how this league works. Those are the fine lines between being a good team, a bad team, a top pick in the draft, or a playoff team. You got to clean up the crunch time stuff.
And Mike, speaking about that crunch time stuff or just the process, that two-minute process, we've been doing that for 4 years. You go back to Flores, but even in the first year of McDaniel, are we still doing Hawk calls it telephone? Is he still sending it to Frank Smith and Bevel, and then back to Tua, and then back to Mike?
Don Aponte gets it somehow.
are we still doing that?
You know what? And that's maybe the frustrating part, Crowder, is because you saw the 2-minute drill, the 2-minute offense work great at the end of the first half. They moved right down the field in about a buck 30 and put points on the board when they knew they were going to get the ball back at the start of the third quarter. And that was a huge swing in the game. So I don't understand what the disconnect was from that end of the half to the other end of the half. Like that operation had been working at one point in the game. We saw it in action live and it'd be a positive. I don't know the answer to that question because for part of the game it worked, and then for the other part it didn't. So there's something there. Personnel needs to know when they're coming in and out, who the personnel is going to be. Just in that, you just can't have it, especially when you showed you could do it early.
Mike, last week I asked you what was one thing you thought the Dolphins absolutely needed to execute in order to improve the passing game, in order to just improve the process offensively. You said establish the run game, and I think we were all in agreement that was imperative. They only had 61 yards rushing against the New England Patriots. Is that A, because they're down, that's a part of it, B, because the offensive line, especially on the right side, is just already kind of wrecked with injury? Like, are they going to be able to run the ball against Buffalo? Because if they can't, it's not going to be good.
Ed Oliver not being there, that might help them. Look, we knew there was going to be ups and downs. Let's just start with the left side of the line, right? Because they're young. We knew there was going to be the growing pain there, but you were hoping, you were counting on veterans from the center over to the right tackle, and now there's injuries. Yeah, that's tough. And the other part about that whole thing about what they need to get done to be successful is also stopping the run. I can't help but think. Remember when the Marlins had Ozuna and Stanton and Yelich in the outfield, and you're like, why aren't they winning more games? Like, I don't want to feel that way about the Dolphins edge rushers. Like, these guys are so good, but they can't get to that part of the game if they can't stop the run. Like, I want to see Chubb and Chop and Jalen and Judon pin their ears back and go after the quarterback, but when they're in third and two, all game, that's, you know, that's, you're not going to get to the strengths of your defense. So yeah, both lines, when it comes to the run game, that's the most important thing, I think, for this Dolphins team.
Is there a simple answer as to why it's looked so bad this season? I mean, this is look. I've maintained the Hurricanes look better than anyone expected through three games, and I don't know what people expected from the Dolphins. I can't imagine many people expected the way Indianapolis handled them, and then the way, you know, New England jumped out to a 2-touchdown lead, even though they missed the extra points. Is there a simple answer as to why it's looked this bad?
Are you asking me if there's like a turn the light on situation for you?
Yes. Lights are on.
That's cute, Cunho. That's cute.
Sorry, you guys were talking about like Jimmy Butler before I came on, and I was like, I think I just found the Jimmy Butler of this trio.
Lights are on, Hawk. Lights on.
No,
did you see, because we're on YouTube today live for the first time. We always post our clips, but we're actually doing it live today. Did you see our first segment?
No, I was in the car, and it was chaotic.
Chaotic is absolutely the perfect word.
I didn't know what happened. I was in the Starbucks drive-thru line, and they usually lower the volume so that people, you know, the barista doesn't think I'm listening to some crazy podcast or something. But this time I actually turned it up. I was like, I need to be, you know, in this with somebody.
Wait till you see the video. Wait till you see the video. What's your order at Starbucks? Just a black coffee?
Well, yeah. Tall Pike Place.
I mean, why bother going to Starbucks then? Like, why not go to 7-Eleven?
Tall Pike.
Yeah, Tall Pike. Why not go to 7-Eleven? Because it's probably half the price.
Why don't you stop having people follow me when I order or make food?
I got a DM from someone who was watching Cunho at Goldie's charity event the other day, and they're like, man, this Cunho, all he's eaten from the buffet is a salad and just chicken. From the fajitas, like just took a couple pieces of chicken from the fajitas.
Why? You don't have to live life this way, man.
That's
not
entirely true. I also got the steak sandwich, but I pulled the bread away and ate the steak.
But like, was there like a cheesesteak sandwich?
No. It's just steak, and then there's like toppings you add to it. But I'm just there for the beef.
Did you have a green apple for dessert?
No, but you know, no, I had one for breakfast though because he had a green apple and a banana.
He just swallowed air.
Ah, this is delicious air. I'm so satiated after this big gulp of air. I told you we're going to get Hockman Burgers tomorrow at 11:30 at Tucker Duke's. I was going to send you a town car, but you're not interested.
Dude, it's like an hour and a half away from me, too. Dude.
That's why I'm sending you a town car, so you can take advantage of your time. That way you're not driving, the town car driver is.
You got to send something faster. It's got to be one of these Amazon drone delivery system things, okay?
But if I sent a town car for you, the hour and a half you spend in the town car, you can do all your work. You can write all your stand-ups and your interview questions and your tosses. Like, you take advantage of your time. Then you have a Hockman Burger with us, and then town car takes you back.
I can't. I'd be riddled with anxiety about what I was about to eat, so I wouldn't be able to focus.
Fair enough.
Send a horse and carriage, too, if you want to.
Crowder says nobody says town car anymore.
Town car is a ridiculous phrase.
Oh, well, he's just not living the high life, Crowder.
That's right! You ain't living the town car life. Getting that town car, you know, they got a couple drinks there in the back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that
couple
town
mini,
car.
Mini bottles
life.
Of water.
Oh, so nice. Breath mints.
Sedan.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
All right, we got to let you go. We're out of time. Mike Cunho, are you guys doing, are you guys airing the game?
Yeah. Solana texted me yesterday. Did he not relay the message to you guys?
I don't know. Every time he talks, we kind of, our brains meander somewhere else. It's like the Charlie Brown teacher when he's talking.
I might have him blocked on text.
And I'm like, oh, okay, SVN7, I guess. I don't know what he really said there. No. So it's the game, for those who don't have Amazon Prime, there's always a local affiliate who carries Thursday night football in the cities that are playing. So it is CBS4 tomorrow?
Yeah, we have and we have like an hour's worth of pregame coverage for you. We have the Coach Mike McDaniel show and then our own pregame show leading into it. So you get all your Dolphins coverage you need and then the postgame show after.
Yeah,
all right, very good.
With him and John Kinjemi, I enjoy
very
that show,
good.
Mike.
It really is. So, because you know I'm in Palm Beach County, so I go online to CBSMiami.com or whatever it is, and I watch the stream.
Oh, thank you.
And it really is. The pregame show, Dolphins Weekly Live, they air that in Palm Beach County. One of the affiliate, the CBS affiliate picks it up. But the postgame show, you guys do a great job breaking it down. You really do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, John and Bo are great. Because Bo is about as honest as it gets when it comes to that. And John's really good at the technical stuff. Those guys, I do nothing. I just tee them up and let them.
The only issue is they have a sponsored feature and they have a big open for it. And it's Mike's Take. Which is horribly named, by the way. I mean, there's no alliteration. There's no like Mike's Take, but then he doesn't give you a take. It's
no,
just
what it is. I'm taking your time. That's what it is.
Hey, Mike, how good could it be if you actually had nutrients in your system?
You know what it is? They have to prop me up out there on the field because my bones can't hold me up.
Hey, yeah. Amazing. Be respectful, man. The hardworking people at CBS4, everything they do is excellent. All right, just be
especially the Sunday night.
Heat segment with Solana happens to be a personal favorite.
Our NBA coverage is
par excellence. Yeah.
Who pays for the starch on Solana's shirt?
Notice.
That damn shirt doesn't move.
Cuño, notice you didn't ask me to come on this past Sunday to talk about Haywood Highsmith.
What'd he do?
It'd be a funny joke this year, Cuño, if you guys never invite him on. Sounds like we may have struck a nerve here because he's not laughing, and I think they may not be using Solana this year.
That's our running joke with you, Hawk. We love having Solana.
Yeah, you and Samantha Rivera pulled the old rug out from under Uncle Hawk that one time. That has not been forgotten.
First F-bomb on air.
That was me.
You were cussing?
Yeah, because they played me for a fool. I had this town car set to drive him right into a canal, by the way. I was going to turn around. I was going to be the driver. Hello. Doors are locked from the inside. All right, see you, Cuño. Have a good broadcast tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.
There you go, Mike Cuño from CBS4. The 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We've got Everclear tickets to give away as well, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.